You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
And save her, better believe it, get on your knees and pray her, then pray her, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Our show today. We are absolutely delighted that we're all here together. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and a warm welcome to one of my favorite people who is our guest today. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello, I am Colleen McQueen, licensed therapist. Great to be here again.
Oh, we're thrilled that you're here. I always love everything you have to share with us, and you've made a beautiful difference in my life, and I'm sure many others. And so I'm really happy to be having this conversation with you. If you would like to contact our fantastic guest today, Colleen McQueen, licensed professional therapist, her email is McQueen, McQueen, Colleen, KALI06 at gmail.com. That is McQueenCollie06 at gmail.com. Well, what's on your heart today?
I'm probably the best broken record. I'm still on the love kick.
Yes.
But I'm going to do it in a different way today.
Huh?
I'm going to talk about the state of love, being in love, and of course still obtaining it, but just kind of my topic today is it kind of led me to talk about love as relating to a state, not just the state of love, but just thinking about love as, you know, like a population, a state of love, and how we get there.
Wow, that is fabulous. Oh, wow, well, this is awesome. So let's just dive right in. Let's start and make sure we define our terms. When you say love, what does that mean?
When I say love, we always think of love as, you know, the flowers, the city in Venice, you know, all that good stuff, all the movie making things of love. But I say, why not? Let's kind of deconstructive. Let's think of it more as a state, and not just the manner or condition state. Let's just think about just the basis of what goes into the actual formulation of a state. So, and I was thinking of, you know, we know that a state is a, and I'm not going to get, please, when preface this, I'm not going to be the wordy professorial creation of the states and all that. I'm only using it in general terms just to kind of make it resonate a little bit more. I'm talking about the basic definition. Like you said, let's define a state. A state is must possess a couple of things. So I'll just get the basics out the way. A state must possess a permanent population. It must be a defined territory. And there's usually a governing body, a government. And, and that is the as much depth as I'm going to get into it. But I'm going to use it from the state of a state must possess a permanent population. And I don't know if anyone's heard of love resides here. So for our state possesses a permanent population. A population is a a complete group with at least one characteristic in common. So love is our common denominator. So when you're finding someone to love, there's at least one thing in common, and hopefully that is that you love each other.
Oh, yes, right, right.
So, you know, we were formulating the state, there's got to be someone there. So at least someone there says, you know, I'm a state, so we're, in our terms, we're going to define it as someone that has something, at least one thing in common.
Okay.
And we're just for the sake of just discussing today, and we're going to keep it light. We're going to define the territory of love, and we'll put air quotes around that, mm-hmm. as the boundaries.
Okay.
Boundaries,
okay.
And love boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is so fascinating. Now,
of course, the last part is the governing body, and that's going
right.
to be, hopefully, you're the executive of your love state.
Okay. That was going to be my question, right? Who rules, right? Am I the queen
mm-hmm.
of my heart?
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, what a great model. That's a terrific model. And...
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, no, I was just going to say, and there's one last little thing I'll add.
Sure.
And that'll be towards the end, and I'll say what else is needed.
Okay.
But there is also a relationship issue to a state.
Oh, is that why we have ambassadors and things like that?
There must be a capacity to conduct international
mm-hmm.
relations. So we are going to use that for the sake of loving others.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm handing you the mic because this is really fascinating.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I was thinking of the topic today for love, and it's like, here I go again with
mm-hmm,
love,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking that we think of the, as I stated before, we think about the Venice, the Paris, and things like that. And I think sometimes when we're formulating our ideas and things about relationships, we get too far advanced for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think we think that perpetual love is like, you know, the commercial or anything like that. And I think we should think of love as just a common state. Think of it as something that just makes you feel good. You're around others that love you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not making it so much as the bells and whistles. Not saying that, you know, that there doesn't have to be bells and whistles. But I think sometimes maybe one of our barriers is we're thinking too far into having that Kodak moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I could be dating myself. I know I'm dating myself because I don't even know if Kodak even around. I might as well just say Polaroid, too, and, you know, fire up the camcorder, the VHS
tape.
So
you want to get the Atari games out, too?
Yeah. The 64 or the Commodore 64. But, yeah, I just, you know, for, you know, or maybe I should say your cell phone or anything like that. We want to live like the Instagram picture. We want to love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the image of that false love, that false date, that false city all the time is unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes us feel like we can never attain it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like maybe that barrier to love is that we're romanticizing, which is good. It's great. And we can all have that love affair and different things like that. But it doesn't have to be that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that. And I think I had for a while, if it didn't come perfect, neat, wrapped up in the bow,
mm-hmm.
then we didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we didn't want it, or I didn't want it. I'll
mm-hmm.
just only speak for myself today.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes giving that grand idea and not, you know, just letting it be a mundane love. There's nothing wrong with a mundane love. Nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first part I was thinking about. And there are times when we get so in-depth and involved with trying to create a perfect picture. Sometimes just the picture of being in a state of love is good enough. It's good
mm-hmm.
enough.
Mm-hmm. One of the beautiful things about what you're saying, all of it is marvelous. In the church world, people who follow a liturgical calendar, they talk about mm-hmm. holidays, you know, Easter, Pentecost, Christmas. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about ordinary time. Ordinary time is just the time that, you know, real life takes place. It's not necessarily what we'll make Instagram posts about or TikTok videos about. But the beautiful thing about ordinary time is that there's no such thing as ordinary time. Those wonderful mm-hmm. moments where we're living our lives and enjoying each other's company and doing the things we dreamed about, that's really what life is made out of. That's really what real life, yeah, there's mountaintop things like your wedding day or the birth of a baby or, you know, a great moment when you do something phenomenal like graduate or something. But in between are all these miraculous and really sacred moments that maybe we don't post and maybe we mm-hmm. shouldn't post. Maybe we don't need to post mm-hmm. them. Maybe we just need to saturate and enjoy them. And I'm sure all mm-hmm. of us have a lot of moments like that, and you're really bringing us into that. So what's next as we think about love in this way?
Well, with the love, of course, we're moving into the territorial part of love, or the territory of the state, what's needed. Mm-hmm. And we can probably speak all day about defining your clear boundaries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So just like as a territory is set up, you have to have your territory clearly defined. Now, definition of a boundary is a place that's impermeable, like you can't get through. Mm-hmm. And I know before I have shared, just to kind of recap, when you're searching and trying to date someone, you want to make sure you say honestly, if your goal is marriage, say your goal is marriage. So that would be, in my opinion, considered a boundary, because if you're dating someone who's not really interested in that, I mean, do you do that for date two? Do you do that for date three? Do you date after date four and say, you know, the boundary is, you know, not there? Mm-hmm. I'm one of those that I don't believe that you have to have something negative happen for you to set a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we set a boundary because, oh, this person did that, because, you know, everyone's different, things like that. But
sure,
your boundary could be clearly defined or setting your limits. If you don't like the word boundaries, it could be limits
mm-hmm.
to them, things where you go along with. When you expand your boundaries too much, then that means you've not created one. If you have your state that includes Mississippi and you live in New York, you know,
mm-hmm.
you've kind of like gone against. If you say you only want to date someone who's interested in marriage, and then you date someone who, well, says, I'm not even long to a relationship, but I don't believe in marriage, then that means you kind of overstepped your boundaries there too. Mm-hmm. And even simple things as far as boundaries being set is, if you're the type that believes, you know, the male should pay for the date,
mm-hmm.
if you're one that believes that both should go Dutch, then make sure you clearly define that as well, because you don't want something to happen where you're dating someone and you're assuming something. Now, of course, that first date, you know, for getting to know the person, but hopefully you've talked with them enough. I know I shared before, it's taking the time at least to talk with them a little bit, but if you want to move off the offline world as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Another boundary we can do is, It may border a little bit on, you know, seeing how people treat you in their speech and their tone and their talk.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, sometimes, like I said, I'm purposely not getting too deep, because I will be an advocate for those if you are dealing with a situation where you feel boundaries are being crossed and you're not able to control and you have emotional issues that you're dealing with. Of course, seek professional help for that as well,
mm-hmm.
because maybe that's an issue some persons may struggle with, having the ability or feelings to be strong enough to set clear boundaries and limits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'll get more into that with the government part of the state. You have to feel, when you're in love, that the love is a mutual love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And with the definition of the state, that means with the population, and for this, you know, case and purpose, we're thinking the population of a complete group with at least one common characteristic, and that's love. So we'll keep it real light. But if there's a respect, a mutual respect, and that characteristic is love, and it's love and respect, I guess that's two. We'll, like I said, for this state, we'll keep it at that. If that's there, that's clearly fine. You love each other, and you're in a population, and you have that common characteristic. And that common characteristic, I consider that to be mutual love and respect for one another.
Mm-hmm.
If early on the person says they're going to meet you at a certain time, barring, you know, medical appointment, emergency with a family member or something like that, then you should trust that there's an agreed upon time that you meet and it gets followed through.
Mm-hmm.
And you're defining that you're worth at least the call to say that you're not going to be able to make it, but, you know, some respect to say that I can or cannot make the date. Of course, when you're in a relationship, you're hoping things are reciprocated and things like that. If it's not, then maybe that person is not the one you're seeking. And I don't know if I stated earlier, I'm a key advocate for defining your person you want to date and sticking to it
at right,
the cost,
okay.
Not at the cost of changing your goals to fit whatever platform or anything you go on. If you want to be married, actively seek that. And also, to another boundary could be is if you're not living in the same area.
Okay.
Like we said, it's a territory of boundaries. Now, some people believe that the long distance works. You know, I know we all probably had to deal with some type of long distance and still do with the pandemic and things like that. That's a barrier as far as boundary-wise. Some people may not be an issue, but at some point, if the goal is marriage, you do want to be at the same place at the same time for, you know, at some point. And, you know, example of that where sometimes it's just separation. If a person you're with is in the service serving military grants or even working in a field where they have to work certain times of year in places, that's something that can, you know, that can be worked out. But the population of love is there's that common characteristic where you love and respect each other and you figure out a way to make it work.
Yes.
Make it work there.
Yes.
And I know it's easier said than done, but just think of the military spouses and wives. For the most part, find a way to work. And it may take extra video calls. It may take a call out the blue on a Tuesday, you know,
yeah.
in the middle of the night to just keep that interest.
Wow, there's so much in what you're saying that I want to make sure that we help our friends who are listening to really think about. I was thinking about a time when there was somebody that was interested in me, and I thought they were interesting. And my grandfather pastor said to me, "Oh no, you'll just be breaking your own heart." And I'm thinking about so many things that you just said, that many times folks are breaking their own hearts, right? Mm-hmm. You knew this person didn't want to get, wasn't interested in a family or marriage when you saw their profile, you know, and yet you let them start talking and you go out with them and then your heart's broken. But maybe we could have prevented that with what you're saying. And that brings me to the next thing I want to point out, standards. I'm really surprised at how many people will mock and ridicule, especially ladies. I mean, they'll mock a lady for having high standards. You know, just saying, I really don't want to do this, or I really don't want to be part of that. Nothing against people who are not going to, you know, go to their house and torment them. I just don't necessarily want that for my life. So can you speak to standards, and then we'll move to whatever's on your heart next. But I feel like, especially since we have so many young people who listen to this show, Mm-hmm. We have a lot of young ladies and young men who are starting their dating or starting their their lives.
Yes.
And I think standards can protect you sometimes.
Yes, they can. And it definitely goes with your defining your boundaries, defining what you will and will not date. Now, I will also say, and I know this is, it's not an easy decision to
mm-hmm.
do
mm-hmm.
because not everybody is in the same standards or wants the same things you do or believes the same things. And I think a lot of times as a woman, we give in sometimes to different things
mm-hmm.
to fit in. And especially when we're younger,
mm-hmm.
I always say, you know, my dating life before I got older was kind of wasted, going along with the whole youth, wasted with the youth. But then I said, no, I can't say it's wasted because I got to learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Learn mm-hmm. what not to do. So if people can understand being your setting your standards, it can make you on the outside of the in crowd.
Yeah.
But just think about it. When you try to fit in the long run, it never works out because never works out. I'll put that on the, I'll take that to the bank.
Yeah.
It's a temporary fill for something that you're not even 100% sold on.
right. Yeah,
when you're not sold on, if you can't even sell yourself, it's
right.
probably no way to do. And I'll give an example to just kind of make it how clear.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a time when persons would go in somewhere, and I'll protect the names of the uninnocent,
right.
of the innocent.
That's right.
But I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt there was someone I was dating that just was not a good fit at
mm-hmm.
all. Like, if there was a list of 20 things in common,
mm-hmm.
we had 27 things not in common,
yeah,
if, that,
right. yeah.
if that's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I thought that this person, and I'm trying to phrase it in such a way, like I said, I don't want anybody to tie it together and figure them out. We'll do this way. I'll set the scene. It was, we went out to a place that was like a seedy place. Wasn't a motel or anything, but it was just like a place, like the atmosphere that I had no business being at. I'll
right.
say that. I'll
yeah, you already
myself.
Knew. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't.
And it was.
Yeah.
It was like hour one, we're on the date, we're doing the small talk, and I sat there, and I'm like looking around, I'm like, what in the world am I doing here?
Yeah,
and
right.
then, as you brought up, lower
mm-hmm.
my standard
mm-hmm.
for the sake of, I got a date.
Yeah, right.
So what?
yeah.
So what? Because if we spend so much time dating the persons that are not at our standard, don't really fit our mold, then we're going to be wasting so much time on the person that we know is not a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to miss the opportunity to date the one that is the fit.
That's right.
So giving into this the standard or going along with what keeps you not being alone on a Friday, Saturday night, and this incident, of course, happened before I was married, before
right.
the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and all those other thoughts, because we all know there's a whole other layer to dating now. But I was so busy in my mind trying to, and we could just say what it is, when you're living a lie, you're trying to be something you're not.
That's right.
You know, just to make it real simple.
That's
I can go intense and deep on, you know, well, I was trying to see if I could open up my heart and open
no.
up my mind, because that's the thing society likes to try to tell us. You got to be open-minded. Well, I can be open-minded from afar.
yes.
I can respect people and their desires and wishes, but if I can't respect myself, then what in the world am I doing?
Right.
I'm not on this earth to live somebody else's life. I'm here to make myself
Thank
happy.
You.
And, you
mm-hmm.
know,
Mm-hmm.
just with the, you know, the true definition of a state, like a manner of condition, you know, if we're living a lie, that's a state of lies. We don't want to be in there. We want to move closer to love. We want to live in that state. We don't be in a state of confusion, state of grief, state of agony, because we've essentially trying to play the character or the role of the open-minded individual.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I don't mean to, you know, offend or anything like that, but I want your mind closed when it comes to loving the one you want.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want you mm-hmm. to, I don't mm-hmm. want you to shortchange yourself. Now, where there is the compromise is maybe dating someone that is maybe not your physical attributes mode or something like that, but I still believe in the chemistry. There still has to be some type of attraction.
Yeah, there does.
You can
absolutely
move in out of that balance, but your yeah. core, your beliefs, your principles, and like I usually talk about finding that one, you don't want to stray from that. Because the
mm-hmm.
worst thing can happen, someone can believe you in that fake
yes.
state.
Yes.
And here you are.
And you're trapped. Yeah, yeah. I was looking at houses at one point in my life, and I was looking at houses, mm-hmm. and there was this one particular house, and it was a fixer-upper for sure. It had a lot
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
And but the situation of it looked really pretty. Like, it had a beautiful view of the mountains. It was in a great location. Mm-hmm. But the house itself, ooh, didn't even have water on the property. And
ooh.
I was, the realtor was like, oh, yes, but look at this view. And you'll be so close mm-hmm. to the reservation. And, wow, look how happy. Oh, wow, look at those. And it did look gorgeous. Oh, it did.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend who came with me, bless her heart, she says, yeah, it's a low price. But even if you get this, do you want to live in it?
Mm. There you go.
Now, some of us, even if you do persuade that person that you don't mind the lifestyle that they're kind of dragging you into, do you
mm-hmm.
want to live in
mm-hmm.
it? Do you want to go through this? Do you want to break
mm-hmm.
your own heart? Do you want to be in pain? And that makes me think
mm-hmm.
that there's a difference also between standards and preferences. You know, standards, I think those are like the state boundaries you're talking about. We're not going to move the boundary
mm-hmm.
of the United States anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But a preference might be, do you want to live in Seattle or do you want to live in New York? You know, something like that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Of course. And even with a fixer-upper,
mm-hmm.
like you said, do you want to be this in the state of moving in and out and having to stay in this room because that room is getting fixed.
Right.
And I would parallel that with the state of somebody who you don't really like, but you like the idea of them, and having
yeah.
to, mm-hmm. you know, get up extra early to maybe the person you decide to go out with you have nothing in common with, but you know you like the idea of being with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, having to get up early to learn your fake role and
yeah, right.
go about life.
Now you're tired, you're exhausted because you're trying to live two lives in one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And even in my own life, I tell everybody, I'm not creative enough to lie. It's too exhausting.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
I have enough issues dealing with the truth. I don't need to
right.
lie to
right.
add to it, because lying is exhausting. Lying is exhausting. You have to think more, you have to create more. Why not just be yourself? And if a person can't love you at yourself, just, you know, like you said, the preferences and things there. I love people to say, well, I will never date you because this is this. We love that, because
yes.
that clears the room for everyone else.
Next.
And, you know,
yeah,
next,
right.
it's like, you know, some people get offended with that. It's like, oh, you don't like me. Oh, thank you. Thank you
yeah.
very much. We
right.
we don't have to keep, you know, barking up the wrong tree and doing things like that. I welcome when people say, because I say, you know what, you can't get any truer than saying exactly what you want. And if
right.
you don't fit that,
right.
save your tears
right.
and move on. And I also believe, don't make yourself, you know, desperado
mm-hmm.
and accept
mm-hmm.
anything down the pike. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to just kind of touch base on that. There's a fine line, and I know you said before with the younger folks that listen and things there too, you're not a wimp, you're not a patsy, you're not anything
mm-hmm.
for sticking up for yourself. You mm-hmm. are you.
Yeah.
There's no apologies for that.
That's right.
reading with the scriptures today about ordinary acts. We're all a little weird, you know. It's okay. We're made that way. We're built for weirdness. Mm-hmm. It's all right. It's okay to be weird and stick out unique. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to say you have to be like everyone else. And if you're you and you're uniquely you, someone has to find that there. We're not meant to be. I'm a firm believer. We're not meant to, you know, roam this earth alone. Even if it's not the relationship, marriage, there's always somebody we need to connect to. We need that.
Yeah.
Friendship, love, and caring, something to keep us going. But I believe in the state of love that we have to constantly be attentive and attuned to others in the world and how we project and what we do. We don't need the added issue of creating a false image of ourselves.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
true. And I wonder, too, when we think about, you know, I think we're encouraged to make false images of ourselves. Not, I mean, even makeup commercials, you know, you're not perfect the way you are, put this on, and the clothing, that you've got to get clothes like this in order to be a desirable. And so even if you're completely innocent and you're not trying to change anything, the world is telling you, oh, you've got to change. Mm-hmm. You got to do something different than what you are. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping the right person can really just love the essence of who you are, because you are going to change. You are going to change. I mean, I tell people, I'm like, here, look at these photos of before I had a baby. You know, I had a great figure.
You're going to change.
I don't now. You know, so here's some photos. Yeah. So you can remember what it was like. And I think about that sometimes, because life will change you. Just even if you're so happy and wonderful and everything, life still will change you. And we hope it will be changed for the better and that we'll grow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the state of love. What's next?
Yes, yes. And even with life and things will change you, I come back to the point of with just knowing that sad, come and grow, things are good for you, then they're not good for you. I always use the example of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
1 year it's good for you, next year it's bad for you, then it's the husk, it's the curl, it's this. So I always say, we are like popcorn. Some years we're in, some years we're out, but at the end of the day, it's going to get eaten.
Whether
they say it's good for us, bad for us, like I said. So moving on from that, but it's just interesting how, you know, all these false images, but then, you know, they say, oh, you're supposed to be thin this year. Oh, you're supposed to be this year. It's like, if we set our standards on the world and keep moving and grooving, we'll never get through. Because 1 year, whatever your aesthetic will be in, the next year, the other aesthetic will be out. So just love yourself. Keep going. Be like
That's
popcorn.
Right. Yeah.
No matter what happens, someone somewhere is popping it.
That's
someone's eating it.
That's right.
So
it
may be off somebody's diet, and then it's on somebody else's. But anyway, moving on for
I love it.
For love. There's the government. Now, yes, I'm not. I already prefaced this earlier. I'm not going into government. We're not talking about elephant donkeys, tea, coffee, none of that.
Mm-mm.
But here's the thing. In a government, there's a sense of control. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's some type of control, executive control, something like that. So we would like ourselves in a relationship to be in control, a governing body, to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a sense, we would like a state to have a governing body that gets things in control. I would say we would want ourselves to run possibly better in some states, wherever someone's at, but we should be in control of our love, who we give it to. Our love is our currency. We decide how we want to send and receive love. In a relationship rise, I've established before, and I've known before, it's not necessarily a 50-50. We'll say it's 100-100. So you give 100%, whatever you do, another person gives 100%, and then your government should run pretty smoothly. And with any government, there could be some debate, right?
Uh-huh.
Some back and forth. And I could say that would be maybe the meeting of the minds, meeting of the persons that love each other, what they want their life to look like, to see, hey, I used to feel that way, but I wouldn't mind living close to the water. You know, different things like that. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't even have to be just a territory living. It could just be like, okay, if we come together, you know, I don't mind doing the lawn work. If you do X, Y, or Z, so in your state of love, just making sure you know what task everybody's going to do, you know, or try to do, or learn new tasks together. That could be fun. That could be something you can do together. It's always good to do something together, but also, you know, do things on your own. You're still your own person when you're in a relationship, although sometimes it may feel, you know, whether what relationship, you know, you're being a mother, you probably feel, oh, boy, there's a lot going on with this mother thing. It's 24/7, no days off.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful, but there is a lot going on. It really is.
Same thing. And same thing with another relationship, you know, with a relationship for marriage. You got to do that. So your government body is like, okay, this is the time we would have for the kids. This is the time we would have for each other. You know, it never stops, you know. It's one of those things you have to constantly work on. And getting married is one thing, as I tell everybody. Staying married is a whole other thing. There's a lot of governing going on.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm so proud that I'm so happy that you're saying that, because there's a wonderful, wonderful thing that I heard recently. I watch Indian matchmaking and Jewish matchmaking on Netflix. And the matchmaker on Jewish matchmaking said one of the biggest challenges was that people believe your soulmate is out there somewhere, and it's a person with whom you'll have no problems. So if you're really my soulmate, it'll just be perfect. We'll never have a challenge. We'll just live happily ever after. And she said she believes that when you get married in the sight of God, that is your soulmate. That becomes your soulmate. And whatever you go through, you go through it together. And whatever happens, you know, you pray and you believe God and you make it through. And she said, because of the soulmate myth, people give up. Oh, well, that must not be my soulmate, because we actually disagreed on he likes hiking and I like golfing, and so that's not my soulmate. You know, and then they start looking for somebody else, as opposed to saying, well, let's golf on Tuesday and, you know, hike on Wednesday. And I love that definition she gave, because I've heard people say it. Oh, I thought he was great. I thought he was a terrific guy. But then he said he liked this and this, and I don't like that. So he must not be the one. I'm like, really? I should leave them or break up with them because they're not perfect.
And boy, the divorce rate would be up so high. Well, I think I believe for a few seconds of the pixie dust and magical wedding is like, but when you have that first argument, it's like, did I make the right decision? I don't know. But then you have to understand, with the state of love, you have to work at your state.
Right.
You can't just call yourself a state and chill and sit there. A state is, you know, moving, breathing thing. Like, you still got to work at it. So you can, the soulmate argument or not argument is, it's your soul tie. You guys are going to be together. You work it out. You figure it out.
Figure it out.
And it is not easy. It's not easy. I venture to say, you know, it's great, the wedding, but where the marriage at?
Where the marriage reside?
Because the wedding is one day. Who can't be happy one day?
Especially when everything is about you on that day. Like, everyone's working hard to make you happy on that day. So good job with that. But then there's marriage, but then there's also, for many people, there's family. Marriage and family is a different thing, too.
Exactly. Which is the double thing, because you, if you're coming to a relationship with a family put, you got to meld that together, and you got to be on top of everything.
Everything.
You know, it's like, and you got to add someone else to the picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has to be done every day.
Every day. You know, love is a decision. You know, I hear people say all the time, you can't help who you love. I don't believe that. I really don't. You just can't help, you know, or somebody says, oh, they're just madly in love with this person, and you point out that they're, like, you know, a dangerous felon or something, and they're like, I know, but I love him. No, you know, no.
Well, there's the trick there. When you, well, the state there. When you got to be mad about something and over yourself.
Yeah.
I always say it could be, you don't want somebody, that love, sometimes that scares me too, relationship-wise.
Yeah.
Yes, you'd be head over heels and all that, and that love, and you love so much. But don't forget to put yourself in that equation.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Don't forget to put you in that equation.
Oh, I love that. I have to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to have much more of this conversation, and it's going to help us. It really is. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Oh, wait a minute. They told us we had an oil shortage. Well, yeah, I guess in a way we are running out of oil.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
We are strong, and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Presenting great moments in the history of 1-800-FED-INFO. For years, Americans have turned to 1-800-FED-INFO for government information. Make your own great moment. Call 1-800-FED-INFO. It's government made easy.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Let her believe it, get on her knees and pray her. Then pray her and never look back once the war forgets.
Wow, I am so happy with this conversation because I get to talk to one of my very favorite people on the whole entire planet. Would you reintroduce yourself to us?
Hello, I am Colleen McQueen, licensed therapist. Great to be here again.
If you would like to contact our fantastic guest today, Colleen McQueen, licensed professional therapist, her email is McQueen, McQueen, Colleen, Kali, 06, @gmail.com. That is McQueen, Colleen, 06, @gmail.com. We're talking about the state of love. So I guess we better talk about how love governs.
Yes. Yes. We have the government of love. We're coming back to, and I did say love is a control, but we got a couple different boards of the government
mm-hmm.
that kind of act upon each other, well, have their own specific roles. So I thought with the state of love, knowing and defining your roles within the love state.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the one that handles the bills lovingly, that's your branch
mm-hmm.
to deal with to make sure, you know, if your job is to make the bills and somebody else to pay it, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that there's a control. Whichever branch of the state you control, you do that. And you
mm-hmm.
do it in a loving way. And you do it into the effect of, okay, we're working together. Even though we have our little separate entities, our little separate roles, and in
mm-hmm.
any good love relationship, you know, you can't be together 24/7. Let's get that, because sometimes we base this thing of, well, they never have time for me. Well, there's a certain time. Sometimes, you know, people have to work and do
mm-hmm.
different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't love you. It's just that they got other things they have to do within that time. So learning to govern your love to make sure everybody feels it.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure everybody
mm-hmm.
feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, if you only got a few few hours each day, just make sure you focus and concentrate on that love. Now, if the love task is the bills, you know, make sure you spend the time do that, but then make the time for each other, loving each other, just make it, governing your time together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That is beautiful. As you were saying that, and I was reflecting on your words, which are so powerful, I was thinking about a time when we were all talking with our Sunday school teacher's wife, and she said something about somebody that was a good man, a nice man. And we were kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, whatever. And she said, you know, sometimes we need to learn to like what's good for us. Mm-hmm. And some of our friends may have been influenced over the years by music, a lot of music, media, that mm-hmm. there's something about bad boys or bad girls. I mean, think about how many of our shows, reality shows, TV shows, and all of that are about people behaving badly.
Oh, you mean like 80% of them, or
90%? Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, right. I mean, people behaving really badly and people treating one another with a lot of disrespect, right? Mm-hmm. And even a lot of the music, you know, the depiction of relationships is very scary. So mm-hmm. what would we say to someone who realizes, uh-oh, they've been breaking their own heart, that maybe they haven't had the standards, their government hasn't been too great, self-government, I mean,
mm-hmm.
hasn't been too
mm-hmm.
great. Maybe they've been picking, they're attracted to, have chemistry with, or interest in the wrong kind of people. Mm-hmm. How do we start to help them shift to a healthier kind of state?
Okay. Well, if this helps anyone here understand persons in reality TV are paid, okay? Let's get that out the way.
You know, thank you. I hadn't thought of it like that, but thank you for saying that.
I have mm-hmm. to, that's my thing. I always put it there. Just understand, it is a show. And I'll kind of let that float in the atmosphere there.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'll move on to that. You know, sometimes it's the thrill of the chase. It's the excitement of someone who consider untouchable, unreachable.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us have that, or used to have, or may have. I'm not going to put anybody out there. But some people I know do have the stray puppy syndrome,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where, you know, they need a project. They need something to fix. They need something to make them feel alive. You know, that edge of danger. What I would say to those persons, I'm not condemning anyone that likes the bad boy, because, hey, if you like it, I love it. If that's what you want, but just understand, if you're going to have to worry about, you know, another layer to your love, like possible jail, possible court,
no. Yeah,
everything
domestic
like
violence.
That,
yeah,
domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that worth the risk? Is love worth the risk of you being incarcerated? Is love
boy.
Worth the risk of wondering if another woman's going to be knocking on your door?
Oh, no.
Because remember, it's hardly ever the person that you're seeing that's the issue. It's the
mm-hmm.
periphery folks that where the issues come.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even get into the stats of domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't always married couple situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's periphery, it's
mm-hmm.
dealing with someone who you know is probably not the best for you, and you decide what's best for you and not. Like I said, if you like it, I love it, but I love you to not have to go through things that you don't need to go through.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And, you know, sometimes it could be some trauma bonding there.
Sure.
And
mm-hmm.
again, I would say, you know, seek assistance from someone who is, whether it's a friend. You know, some people will never come to my field and profession. I understand that, but you got to get out and talk to someone if you have difficulty relating to the world
mm-hmm.
or you deal with the extremes and things like that. It's fine. And I say mental health is just like anything else. It's health. You got a
mm-hmm.
copay. If you don't have a copay, you know,
mm-hmm.
just treat
mm-hmm.
it as that. Sometimes we treat counseling as some great big grandiose thing. It's just that. It's just counseling. Not that serious, you know. Sometimes persons may go to inpatient or outpatient. Doesn't matter. Whatever's going to get you through to help you
mm-hmm.
maintain some balance in your life. So just, if you got that knack for that bad boy, bad girl, whatever thing there. Just try to think of it in the standpoint of, you know, the worst that could happen and the consequences. Mm-hmm. And remember, you don't always have to have a negative consequence to understand that you don't need to do something.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, and I love what you're saying, because I think also there's a multitude of counselors, the Bible says, there is safety. And mm-hmm. I think there's something wonderful, too, when you do allow trusted people who love you and care mm-hmm. about you and know you, you know, mm-hmm. to also speak into the decisions that you're making.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
You know, definitely. We want you to
and that happy. Trusted person.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Very important. Okay, so, all right, we're doing better at governing our state of love, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we're making the necessary growth and changes and whatever it is, boundaries and standards and preferences. How do we apply this practically to find the love that we want?
Practically, it's one of those things, practice, where they say practice is perfect or practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, practice makes perfect. But however, anybody here going to call themselves without and be perfect? So I just say you're always in a state of practice.
Mm-hmm.
To practice love. Mm-hmm. So if mm-hmm. you say you're own doctors of love, and you practice it all the time, just like a physician, if they are in practice for so many years, you tend to trust that person. They can operate on any level, whether it's rainy outside, sunny or not. You know, whatever. You want a pilot that flies in the rain. You know, they're able to equip more. So the more they practice, the more they do, the better they're able at it. So one of the things with love, you have to practice it. And, of course, leading to the last part of a state is the capacity to conduct international relations. So in this case, that is sharing the love and being receptive to others. Because usually if you're loving one person, you can love more than one person, and mm-hmm. you can share that and expand it. It's one of those things, it's like you light the match to love, and you could just keep it blazing and burning. It's one of those things that does, it shouldn't go out. It should keep going, even when you're mad at somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, as we think about it in terms of international relations, there's one last thing I want to make sure I ask you about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the challenge of love during a pandemic. You know, I think I'm a person that still believes we should take precautions mm-hmm. and we should mm-hmm. be wise. And, you know, there's a death from COVID in the United States every 7 minutes. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we still have mm-hmm. a pandemic.
We're still in it. It's yeah. not all I keep telling people. We're the pandemic. We had the pandemic. We're still in it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. So
I'm still going to stick to my guns with mm-hmm. the ability. Now, if the ability in person is still a thing, they still need to be able to produce. I know I shared before. You need to give me some reassurance with, all right, when I want a video call, you should be able to video call.
Yeah.
So for me is, if the coming to the outside of the virtual world is not for you just yet, the same principle applies.
Okay.
The person on the receiving end doesn't get out of, okay, if we're not meeting in person, well, we need to move this offline. And offline can be phone.
Yeah.
Yes. Not everything, because I believe with a lot of the sites, you get a number, it rings through, but not to your direct number.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when you're on the online situation, for you needing that extra step to getting offline, then for you the offline would be the phone number, the regular cell phone, and the video message.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, everything should be moving towards in-person at some point, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense. And I think some of that can be used to evaluate boundaries as well, you know.
Exactly. It's all about setting up, understanding what you want, and living your true self. And if you live your true self, and if that person that you desire is not for your true self, then that's your true self. And when you get the person, if it's the person that you are tied to and it fits your checks your boxes and it feels good, then that's your soulmate.
Yeah, that's right. That's your soulmate. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, as we think about all of these things, they're so important to our life. They're so important. What would you say to someone who has been giving up on love? Like, they, you know, I hear people say it. Oh, there's just all the good ones are taken. Nobody's good out. You know, there's no good men. There's no good women. I just give up. I can be bad by myself. What are you saying to people who maybe have been discouraged by love or even tempted to give up altogether?
I give people just take the boxing gloves off yourself. Don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay. The beauty is you're trying. You're actively engaged. You're trying. Everything don't. I mean, it's a good thing every relationship doesn't work out.
That's right.
It's a good thing, and it makes a good story too. It makes for a good story because if you want that, you want not every relationship to work because that means you get a chance, an opportunity to be the one. To be with someone that you really enjoy and like. Mm-hmm. I don't think of it as a failure. I don't think of it as the lack of anything. I believe, hey, if all you get out of a date is a dinner, that's fine. Maybe it's a new restaurant you go to, and that's okay. Give yourself some grace and mercy. Give yourself some fighting chance. It's okay. If you don't meet that person after the first date, the second date, third date, that's okay. It's not the person. It's fine. It's okay to live an experience of love. And you're still yourself. Nothing changes because date five didn't work out, or you find out this person is dating someone else. Good, fine. Be happy when they find love, and be even happier when you find love.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. Oh, this has been a beyond beautiful conversation. I am absolutely amazed once again at how wise and thoughtful you are. And I want to make sure, before we close, that you tell us anything else you want us to know that we might not already know.
One thing I would say is if you're dealing with persons around you, I mean, you probably already know this, but watch your circle, watch the people you're around.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, if you got a lot of negative pulls, a lot of negative things coming at you, you're going to think of things negatively. It's kind of hard to grow an environment of love and trying to do things. If you got enough people saying, "Yeah, you're never find anybody," things like that. Oh, my aunt so and so never find anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you're around a lot of doom and gloom, you're going to start feeling doom and gloomy. So it's easy. And if you need to, like I said, you need to change your state. You need to change your friend. You need to change your population. Do so expeditiously. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. And this is also where a person like you, a wonderful, wise counselor, can come and, you know, maybe you don't have positive memories, but maybe everybody in your family was, you know, I don't know, dysfunctional and had a problem. Well, here comes someone like you who then can help maybe shift to a different reality as well.
I tell everybody, counseling is a good thing because you can deal with somebody that you don't have to see at the Thanksgiving table.
That's right. That's wonderful. And they can tell the truth as well.
Part of our job, we keep in confidence. Yes.
That's it. And that's a beautiful thing. Perfect, perfect, perfect. If you would like to contact our fantastic guest today, Colly McQueen, licensed professional therapist, her email is McQueen, McQueen, Colly, Kali, 06 at gmail.com. That is McQueen, Colly, 06 at gmail.com. I have loved every minute of this conversation, and I sincerely thank you for having this conversation with us. You are a gem and a treasure, and I'm so thankful that you took your valuable and precious time and shared it with us. And it gives us hope. It gives us wisdom that the state of love can be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Not just New Jersey. Love is the state, too. Oh, I've got to stop that. The New Jersey gets enough things there. I'll please strike that for the record.
We love you, too, New Jersey. Oh, we loved everything you shared with us. And we love all the folks who listen to this show, who make this show possible, your sponsorship, your donations, your listening, your sharing, all of it makes this show possible. We thank everyone involved, and we are so grateful for this conversation. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I can't wait till we're all together again. See ya next time.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back once the world forgets.
You've got the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.